We hear you perfect, too. We hear you great. Pretty good. Enjoying the beautiful weather of cold. It's going to be down the teens. It's going to be down the teens tonight. I don't know next. My schedule's kind of up in the air for now. We'll see what's happening soon. Definitely, I'll have to come back down soon. Well, we actually have one media outlet now, one this week, that's got three news stories, and it's New York Post. On January 6th, Deidre Bardolph of the New York Post reported that Yonkers High School basketball game was called off on January 4th when players of the home team shot anti-Semitic slurs at their Jewish opponents. This was a Jewish school that they were playing, who needed security guards to escort them off the court to safety. One of the Roosevelt High School players said, "I support Hamas, you Jew," and some cuss words, and snarled at her LaFell, which is the Jewish school opponent. According to the New York City Public Schools Alliance, a group of parents and teachers fighting anti-Semitism, this is what was said. Robinson Bosworth, one of the LaFell players, wrote in her school newspaper that players on the opposing team started shouting "Free Palestine" and other anti-Semitic slurs and curses at us. Roosevelt's principal apologized, and he kind of downplayed it, saying it was the fault of one student. Notice the players said multiple students. Publicly flogged, probably. What if she's a politician? They had to send them home and, yes, cancel the game. That's a good question because I think technically they had to force – Roosevelt had to forfeit, so I don't think they have to play again. That would force the Jewish high school to be the winners. Allah is not Akbar. Yes, he's smaller. Okay. This is the tale of two Muhammads. On January 4th, the New York Post revealed that on December 24th in Brooklyn, in a Brooklyn business, Muhammad Awi, 25, of Canarsie, had forced his way in, bashing a woman in the face as he and his partner, Muhammad, entered. He then is accused of wielding a knife while his partner, Muhammad, sexually assaulted the woman, and while others were kept at bay. So he forced them to watch in this respect. They were charged with rape, robbery, sexual abuse, unlawful imprisonment, forcible touching, menacing, assault, and harassment. Izzeddin pled not guilty, calling the place a prostitution spot. By the way, Izzeddin is a child of a Syrian refugee. This is about there. 424. And married women are also forbidden except all that your right hand possesses. This is the decree of Allah for you. They were charged, but they haven't had a chance to be sentenced. So when the trial comes up, we'll follow through on that. On the New York Post, this is that third story they did, a report that on January 1st, out-of-control Mercedes driver Mohammed Alawi, who was 44 years old, It just worked out. Muhammad Alawi went on a Midtown New Year's Day rampage, allegedly choking his girlfriend and directing profanities to the police who tried to intervene. Instead, Muhammad reversed the car, driving backwards before allegedly barreling into a pedestrian on the sidewalk. He then drove on the wrong side of the street and headed West 34th, where he struck two cars and injured a driver as cops chased him. He continued as he drove on a sidewalk and slammed into a food cart that toppled onto Black Panther actor Carrie Burnens and her friend Julie Hansen. This continued with him striking several others until he crashed and was surrounded by police. I don't think this guy should have a license. He can't even drive straight. No, I haven't seen any updates on the story. You're probably right. I'm not betting on anything. I'm just going to... Gotta have money, yeah. There is another point I guess I missed earlier. He has 10 prior arrests, including arrests related to drugs and criminal possession of stolen property. Oh, he was intoxicated also. That's the other part I missed. You can't hear me. Wow. it looks like having internet issues or something because it keeps fading out. Next story is out of Canada. We have Toronto's police chief apologizing this Sunday after a video on social media of officers was shown of him of his officers handing coffee to Hamas lovers, and that was being criticized by politicians. This past Saturday, police closed the overpass on Avenue Road in Toronto and on Highway 401, calling saying it was a social media. They were on the scene to keep demonstrators and passing traffic safe. Video from the overpass, posted on Facebook by the Palestine House, a community organization, shows protesters holding Palestinian flags and chanting Free Palestine. The police chief apologized, but he did not ensure the law protecting the Jewish community was enforced. There are several laws that he did not, in Canada, he did not enforce. There's like a, I'm just going to read this one. Public law 319.1. Everyone who by communicating statements in any public place incites hatred against any identifiable group where such incitement is likely to lead to a breach of the peace is guilty of an indictable offense and is liable to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 2 years. You know, think about that. They didn't do it. That's, what did they say? Yeah, okay, that's not inciting violence. Well, it was his officers that were doing it, and supposedly they're, supposedly someone delivered it and they took pictures of the somebody delivered it and they couldn't get there and the law enforcement handed it to them, supposedly. That'd be a good idea. I like that idea.